Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is the community manager for Relay for Life, the Lakeshore Division, Heidi Varner. How are you today, Heidi?
Good morning, Kevin. I'm really awesome. How are you?
Oh, really awesome also. I cannot believe that relay season has officially kicked off already. It seems like we just finished up the last Relay for Life season, and already we've got our first relay for our area coming up this Friday night.
I know. They are super excited in Aranac County. They moved their event from July to April.
Yeah.
And we are halfway to our income goal already. There's great purple excitement all through Aranac County. New teams, old teams, returning teams. Everyone seems to be really excited this year.
Indeed. That change in terms of moving from July to April. But also, I always think of Relay as being this big 24-hour event. But they've narrowed the scope down for this. But Relay have compacted everything into just a few hours of exciting fun.
Exactly. It goes from 6 p.m. to midnight.
Yeah.
Each community in the country gets to pick their hours. They just have to make sure they hit all of the ceremonies. In Aranac County, we thought a Friday night would be a great way to pull families and people together and honor our survivors and caregivers, do our luminaria ceremony, do our fight back, and get people really excited and learning what the American Cancer Society is doing in their county.
That's right. Now, it starts Friday night at 6 p.m. Now, where's a relay taking place?
It is at the Standish Sterling Central Middle School gym.
Okay. So everything will be
so
right there
indoors.
In the gym. Yeah.
If you've been to the football field, it's that building, but we're indoors in the middle school gym.
Well, the way the weather's been, it's best that it is indoors, even if it is April. So it'll be nice to escape the winter weather on a Friday night.
That's right. That's right. Come in where it's warm and full of energy.
That's right. Well, let's talk about it kicks off at 6 p.m. Talk about the highlights, some of those big events that we always know from Relay, and approximately what time will they be happening on Friday night.
All right. At 6 o'clock, we'll do our opening ceremony. And immediately following that, we'll do our survivor and caregiver ceremonies, and we'll do our opening lap where we honor our survivors and caregivers. 7:30, we're doing our live auction, so come and support us and buy some really neat things and help us raise funds for your American Cancer Society. 8:30 is the luminaria ceremony, and that's where we'll light up the luminaria bags. We still have the bags. They'll be lit up. It will be dark. We'll have the slideshow where you can see all the names. It's a very moving ceremony. That's at 8:30. At 10:30, they've thrown in a duct tape your community manager to a wall event. They're going to duct tape me to the wall for so much per strip of duct tape. So
nice.
That's another fun fundraiser. I'm not sure how long they'll keep me up there.
Okay.
And then our fight back ceremony where you can learn how you can empower your voice with your legislators is at 10 o'clock. And then our Spirit of Relay closing ceremonies at 11:30, and then we clean up and we're done by midnight.
Wow, yeah, but 6 hours of excitement, that's for sure. Plus, there's always food and refreshments and other fundraisers going on. It really is a neat event and a nice thing to come out to.
It is, it is. We do have food, and we have lots of teams with fun games. There's going to be games in the middle of the gym where for a $5 wristband, you can play those games the whole 6 hours and be all set. You don't have to keep throwing another dollar in the bucket. But
very
of course,
good.
We accept any and all donations.
Well, yeah. And of course, being in the gym there, I would imagine there's walking space too, because Relay is all about that. You can walk during those 6 hours. I'm going to assume around the outside of the gym, you'll be able to do your laps and walk also.
Right. We will have, it will start in the gym and it will go through the hallway.
Ah, okay.
So we will still have the lappies where they can, keep track of how many laps they've walked.
Yeah.
We have a young man, Derek Wilk, who is our DJ this year. He has his own company. He has been a relayer in Aranac for as long as I've been there and even before. And we're very excited that he has volunteered his Friday night.
Super. Super.
Spin some music for us.
There you go. Well, Heidi, if they want more information about being a part of Relay for Life of Aranac County, because everyone's welcome to come on out, not just if you live in Aranac County, but if they're interested, how do they get more information, Heidi?
They can go to www.relayforlife.org/AranacCountyMI.
All right. Simple as that.
Or they can like us on Facebook.
Yes.
Relay for Life of Aranac County. Or they can call the office at 989-895-1731. and ask for Heidi Varner.
There you go, Heidi Varner. She is the community manager for Relay for Life, as we've been talking about. Relay for Life of Aranac County getting underway this Friday night at 6 p.m. Again, running until midnight. And Heidi, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and hopefully we get a lot of folks out for Relay for Life of Aranac County Friday night.
Thank you. We are excited. We hope everyone comes out and checks us out.